Well, hey, Porch Community, and welcome to episode 177 of the 167 podcast. A lot of numbers.
This one's better.
This is our Holy Week episode. I'm here with my good friend, Josh Harrell, your media pastor. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Shannon. How's it going?
Hey. It's a little bit less. I like it. Yeah. So we're doing these short little snippets on Holy Week just to come at you with a little bit of information on just what the day and how it became a day, as far as, like, you know, why they call it Holy Tuesday. And then a little bit of scripture and a little short prayer just to keep our focus as we make our way to the cross and the empty tomb of Easter. So here's what Holy Tuesday is about. Now, what I have found is there were some, you know, Good Friday was, you know, a thing. Maundy Thursday, we'll talk about that when we get to Thursday. But there were some that had, like, official names. Mm-hmm. And then some, they're like, well, we're just going to call it Holy. So Holy Monday, Holy Tuesday. Tomorrow you'll find out the interesting name for that, which Josh always likes to remind us of.
Well, we looked it up one time.
We didn't know. I love that you do that. So, so it's Holy Tuesday. And
Tuesday's, I think, the only one without, like, a name, isn't it?
Right. Well, Monday is kind of.
But it can be called, like, Great Monday.
Something. Well, yes, it can be called the Great and Holy Monday.
Because that was an interesting fact on yesterday's.
And they kind of overlap too, because, again, there's some things that's pretty specific what day it is.
Yeah.
That you look at as Jesus was making his way. Others are kind of like, we think it's this day. Mm-hmm. They're not super clear, but we still choose as Christians worldwide to recognize certain events and moments that we feel like they fit into the overall story and help us as we do direct our eyes to the cross and to the empty tomb. So again, just like yesterday we looked at it. So Jesus,
One thing about Tuesday is it's probably the day that the enemy was doing most of their prep work.
Judas was deciding to betray. That's very true. And they probably went out and had tacos.
Not tacos. Don't desecrate tacos.
So
borscht. I don't like borscht. They went out and had borscht.
So there's the fig tree had been. Now here's the deal. On Monday you talk about the fig tree, but then there's also people who have called Tuesday Fig Tuesday. So they kind of overlap. So they can be either. But Jesus he's around Jerusalem. He goes to Bethany, comes back, Palm Sunday has occurred. He's making his way on Tuesday to go on up to the Mount of Olives. That's where he's making his way. So there's all these figs and olives and all these things. So he's cursed the tree, and he informs his disciples, you know, that they can have faith like him. They have power to curse or bless the world around them, just like he did. This is also the day that Jesus tells the parable of the vineyard keepers who didn't respect what the owner of the vineyard asked them to do. Okay, so he tells this parable, and eventually the owner's son, the owner of the vineyard's son is killed as well. So there's this horrible parable in there, and the religious leaders who hear this parable from Jesus, right, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they are angered beyond belief by this. They totally see this parable as targeting them. And so they start, as you said, Josh, they're going, we got to get rid of this guy.
Yep.
They begin to plot to at least arrest Jesus, but they're really wanting more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you see something? Are you?
I'm looking something else up. Yeah. Keep going.
So here's what scripture I want to share with you for this Tuesday. It's out of John chapter 12, verses 25 and 26. It says this. This is Jesus speaking. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternity, for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves him. This passage, you know, shows the importance of devotion to Christ. And you pair this with what's going on during that Holy Week, and you see here are religious leaders plotting to harm Jesus. Jesus is more and more outspoken against the religious leaders. He's done the fig tree thing. He's told this parable. It's obvious that there's a buildup to something to come. And this verse out of John chapter 12 just reminds the believer to follow the one true God and serve him. And this whole imagery of if you love your life, you're going to lose it. But if you give up your life, you're going to gain life,
mm-hmm.
Which again is like this precursor to he's about to give up his life for all. Yeah. So anything you want to throw in there?
No, just that the you're talking about he was going to the Mount of Olives.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important place for Jesus.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just reading about that.
Yeah.
And what significance it had before, like if there was a reason that Jesus went to the Mount of Olives a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get very far before.
Gotcha. Well, you can throw that in on the next.
I was like, well, I'm just going to give up. back into what we're talking about. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
I do that.
Yeah.
When I'm like watching something or talking about something I research.
Yeah. Drew does that too.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Well, here's a prayer for this Holy Tuesday. Oh, Heavenly Father and Almighty God, who sent his only Son, Jesus, to live and die as one of us, save us. For all wisdom, all strength, and all glory is in you. You are my rock and my redeemer, my shelter in the storm. In you I place my trust so that I may have hope. Let me walk in your light all my days, seeking only you. I give you my life to love and serve you, following you in all that I do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We look forward to talking to you guys again tomorrow.
See you. Bye.
Bye.